Jay, is it the midway point of the season here? When you reflect back, what are the biggest things Adam has done to sort of create a comfort zone for you each week?
A lot of Adam questions. I mean, same thing I've talked about all year long. He's done a great job of making sure the quarterbacks are comfortable with the system, making sure we're comfortable with the protections. And I think on game day, he's a really good job. First, second, third down, and putting us in good spots.
Hey, what stands out about their cornerbacks and where they cover?
I think you got to start with the front four or seven, however you look at it. The amount of pressure and disruption that they cause, allows those cornerbacks to take some gambles and make some plays and, sit on some stuff, which makes you a little bit weird as a quarterback.
Any frustration? It seems like you and Alshon really getting a good thing going over the past few weeks, and then another injury pops up. Where's your head at with that?
What's wrong with him? I don't know. I think he'd be okay if he can't go. We've had life with Adam, and we'll figure it out with the guys we got.
What was Alshon like on the sideline after the interception return the other night?
Oh, he was good. He wanted us to come back at him and take another shot. And, to Adam's credit, throwing a go ball after a pick six isn't your normal protocol, but he dialed it up, and Alshon made a heck of a move with the line and made a good catch.
Is that type of assertiveness from him any different than what you've seen in the past, especially as he's obviously the most accomplished receiver you have on the roster now?
No, I think he's always wanted the ball. I think he's trying to take a little bit more of a leadership role and a little bit more of that number one guy. We've had other guys here that we've featured, and now he's kind of the guy, and I think he likes the role.
Last year was a little harder for him to be the outgoing guy in the receiver
room. He's not an outgoing guy by nature. That's not him. That's not who he is. I think with this group, he's still not the most outgoing guy. I think Alshon leads by example, how hard he works at practice, the plays he makes on game day. And guys got to respect that.
You have survived without Alshon before. You've proven that. But from a quarterback's perspective, especially with the last three games, what's the best way to explain what difference he makes for you when he is out there?
Oh, he just makes things easier. Whenever you got one-on-ones, you got a guy that is going to win. And that's kind of the world we've lived in the past three games. If we have matchups, one-on-one matchups, more than likely the ball is going to head his way because we feel really comfortable he's going to win.
Team's mindset and I guess that resolve down the stretch of these close games, five in a row.
It starts at the top. It starts with Foxy and the way he approaches each week and how he talks to the team and the guys in the locker room, the type of players that we have. We got guys, no matter what the score is, they're going to play hard, and we know that the fourth quarter, we got to play a little bit better than we did the first three quarters. So it's stuff that he talks about all week. It's stuff that he's talked about all year long, and, it's kind of coming to fruition.
How much has that affected you personally? How much has that mindset resonated with you?
I think if you're all in with the coaching staff and what you're being taught, you just kind of start repeating what they say. And I think a lot of guys in that locker room believe in Coach Fox, believe in their position coaches and how we're being taught. And, it just kind of goes downhill from there. I mean, everyone starts talking the same language.
How different is that than it's been in the past? Is that different?
Last year, things were different. Whenever you lose a bunch of games in a row, it gets hard. That's just so it's any business. Things aren't going well, it's going to get pretty tough. With these guys, things didn't go well. We were lucky enough to win two more and kind of get out of that hole. And then, we've been kind of back and forth from there. So, Coach Fox hasn't backed down from his message one time, and I think the players haven't lost any confidence in that either.
What are the keys to combating this pass rush?
You got to throw a lot of different stuff at him. You got to get rid of it fast. You got to screen game. You got to block it up at times and push the ball down the field. Because they're going to show you a lot of different looks, and they got really good players. They're going to make some plays. We got to prepare for that, and we got to be ready to combat that. Go ahead.
Jay, anything unique about the way Greg Williams deploys his blitzers and the multiplicity that he does it with?
Very multiple. I think that's the key, and he's going to send it from all different angles. As soon as you think you might have something dialed up, you know, it's going to come from the other side, and they're going to spin coverages, and they're going to do some things that you rarely see on a week-in basis. So it's a lot of work throughout the week of making sure, and you're going through the fine-tooth comb of making sure some rules apply, and, you know, if what you're seeing is going to work on Sunday.
What do you think you've made growth this year?
I don't know. I mean, at this point, I mean, I'm just trying to get better from week to week. I mean, that's kind of a end of the year summary. Whenever we go back and look at everything of seeing where we start to where we finish at this point, you know, week one seems like it was, you know, light years away. Right now, it's, you know, you look at the past week and we're looking now at the Rams. So it's a week to week thing.
Why was the screen game a little better last week than the week? Is it when you're calling them, is it the blocking of the receivers?
I mean, sometimes things work, sometimes they don't work. I mean, there's no real rhyme or reason to it. You know, I'm sure we blocked a little bit better. I'm sure Adam's probably going to say that he called in some better times. I probably gave the guy a better throw, put it on the right shoulder. There's so many different variables in those things. You know, hopefully we can get a few out this week, though.
You reach a milestone last quarter. Touchdown record. Do you find yourself reflecting on the years that led up to it or your career? Do you reflect much in that way?
No, I mean, I think that goes back to the, you know, where have you improved the most type of question. That's a after the year, kind of look back on that. You know, it's such a grind week in and week out of, you know, and being a short week, there hasn't been a lot of time for that.